to start the hour off right. Mike's got to hear his cowbells. Speaking of cows, we are but the cows in the dairy. The IRS is the farmer that milks the cows. The United States is the veterinarian who maintains the herd. England is the owner of the farm in fee simple. And the Pope holds the alloyal title to the farm. Good evening. Welcome to a Friday night live installment for a change of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. It's been a while since I've been with you live on a Friday night. There are days I'm not sure that I'm alive anyway, but that's another story. You're listening to us on this auspicious anniversary of the 20th day of January, 2012. By this time, 3 years ago at this very moment, the parties were beginning to take place in Washington, D.C. Beyonce was about ready to take the stage and sing that song At Last, made famous by somebody else long ago. And I can picture what she looks like. I just can't remember her name right now. Been a long day, a long week. So life goes on. And that's when the party began, 3 years ago tonight. Barack Hussein Obama, sometimes known as Barry Satoro, other times known as Uncle Reem Us, ascended to the residency of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And as he climbed up the stairs, the rest of the nation was going downhill out the back door. Dow Jones Industrial has finished its third straight week of up 97 points today at 12,720. NASDAQ was off 2 at the end of the day at 2787, but still up for the 3 weeks. S&P 500 up a point at 1315. Global Dow up 7. Even with all the negativity coming out of Greece, still. Gold up $13, currently at $1,667 an ounce, and oil is off 215 at $98.39 a barrel. Still outrageous. Stay with us. We will be back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
I did a quick search for the singer whose name escaped me. It was Etta James. And as I did a quick search, and then I got an email from Granny, Etta James passed away today. She'd been ill for quite some time. I have neglected to pick up her last album, which I am told is the finest work she's ever done. An amazing singer with a hell of an attitude, but... you know, you spend too many years snorting and taking needles, and it's going to catch up with you. Thanks for that, Granny. Appreciate it. Etta James passed away today. Very talented lady. My good friend Larry sent me out some updates today. Some bank closures. Center State Bank of Florida. National Association of Winter Haven, Florida, assumed all the deposits of the Central Florida State Bank in Bellevue today. That's Bellevue, Florida. The Hamilton State Bank in Hoshan, Georgia, assumed all the deposits. The First State Bank of Stockbridge, Georgia. You know, over the last couple of years, two, 3 years, I've done a lot of these reports of the various different bank closures. I have been simply shocked, and if Roger happens to be out there listening, he may have some answers, but Georgia has just had an amazing number of closures, more so than any state that I'm aware of. Also, the Capital Bank of Rockville, Maryland, assumed all the deposits of the American Eagle Savings Bank in Boothwyn, Pennsylvania today. I don't know what that brings the number up to this year, but the fact of the matter is we're early in the year. The various different banks... you know, I'm looking at this American Eagle Savings Bank. They had approximately $19.6 million in total deposits in assets and $19.6 million in total assets, $17.7 million in total deposits. Well, geez, how much upside down were they? It doesn't make any sense to me. Or they just get tired and give up, or they were considered weak enough that the feds said, grab them. Once again, the big grab goes on. Sparked by the nation's so-called war on terrorism, and that's what it is, it's a so-called war, the government has been charging full throttle into another war. No, I'm not talking about Iran. I'm talking about the war on liberty. Drawing on its almost limitless technological arsenal, the government surreptitiously tracks and spies on our every move and places under surveillance our internet and cell phone communications, screens our bodies, our personal effects. The next time I go to the airport, I'm going to wear a trench coat with nothing on it and just flash them. Of course, my luck is Barney Frank's cousin will be standing there wanting to do a cavity search or something. What bothers me more about all of this than anything is that instead of standing for the people against these law enforcement abuses of our liberty, Congress has, over the past 12 years or so, enacted laws such as the USA Patriot Act that undermine rather than protect the Bill of Rights. And to a large extent, the American public are merely bystanders, those cattle, those sheep, as it were. We're just watching the erosion, if not destruction, of American liberty, all while being manipulated into believing that the loss of a few rights won't matter to us. The destructive march against the constitutional ramparts securing our freedoms continued recently with the National Defense Authorization Act, wherein Congress had granted the president unchecked discretionary powers to detain indefinitely American citizens suspected of aiding acts of terrorism without warrant, no jury trial, or any other constitutional safeguards. Amongst our early founders included James Madison, who warned us to be vigilant and to take note of the first experiment with our liberties. But we've already allowed the government far beyond the first encroachment, with only minimal public outrage and opposition. And the outrage and opposition comes from this small little group of people, including you and I. The founders would be ashamed of the passivity of millions of patriotic Americans, so-called patriotic Americans. And yet, my friends, things may now seem, they may now be going from very bad to even worse. This month, Senator Joe Lye Berman, independent from Connecticut, independent, my butt, he's a first-class liberal progressive Democrat, always was, always will be. Thought he was going to retire and go home to Hadassah. Well, Lye Berman and Congressman Charlie Dent, a Republican rat from PA, have introduced legislation to empower the federal government to dispossess citizens of our citizenship and send them off into a somewhat stateless exile, a American devil's island, as it were. The fact that reliable weather vanes of the liberal House Republic rat establishments like Frank Wolf, a Republic rat from Virginia, have co-sponsored the bill, confirmed that this bill is not an outlier. Introduced is S-1698 in the Senate, and H.R. 3166 in the House, the Enemy Expatriation Act is expressly designed to add engaging or supporting hostilities against the United States to the list of acts for which United States nationals would lose their nationality. Oh, so you see, they are listening to Roger and I. These respective bills are inconsistent with current law. They're inconsistent with Supreme Court precedent. They appear to be tailored to cow the American people without regard for the 14th Amendment guarantee prohibiting Congress from divesting an American citizen of his or her citizenship. On their face, S-1698 and 3166 make it appear that any citizen engaging in or purposefully and materially supporting hostilities against the United States would lose his citizenship. This is unlike current law, my friends, which also requires proof that the citizen does so, quote, with the intention of relinquishing United States nationality. And thus, the new bills would make it much easier for the government to strip a dissenting citizen of his citizenship. Well, that's interesting, baby, because I'm on the air 5 nights a week and I'm dissenting all the time. And I shall not stop. Now, 6 of the 7 expatriating acts in the current law require proof of formal actions, either a direct renunciation of citizenship or a similar act unmistakably demonstrating a challenge of allegiance to another country. These bills would require neither. Rather, they describe a newly minted offense. A newly minted offense. God, these guys must sit up all night thinking, what can we come up with next? Or does Obama put on his little devil ears with his little you know, and fly over their ears where they're sleeping and say, this is what I want, this is what I want. So they describe a newly minted offense, the commission of which may give rise to the inference of an intent to renounce citizenship, but without requiring any direct evidence of such intent. God. To be sure, current law provides that the commission of treason or other serious acts may justify an inference of renunciation of citizenship. And yet, before such an inference can be made, the person previously must have been convicted beyond a reasonable doubt of one or more specific criminal acts or specified criminal acts. Under the proposed bills, the government could take away a person's citizenship in a civil action without that person having been previously convicted of a crime in a court governed by traditional procedural safeguards of trial by jury, or confrontation of witness, nor proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Under the new bills, the government would be required only to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that a person, quote, engaged in or purposefully and materially supported hostilities against the United States with the intent of relinquishing his citizenship. Further hostilities? Well, we'll have to talk about that when we come back from the break. Stay with us right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1 month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20 and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
From heaven, don't you know each cloud contains a penis from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. So be sure that your umbrella is upside down.
Yeah, maybe you can catch some of them pennies from heaven, or sovereigns from Republic Trading Group, or got an interesting list of products this morning from our supplier. It is the absolute best list of gold products that they have had for the longest time. There's a great grouping of British sovereigns. They're uncirculated pieces, some of the lowest premiums we've seen on those for a while. A range of roosters and angels, and a great price on Netherlands 5th ounce 10 guilder pieces. They also notified me they had a couple of boxes of 2012 silver American Eagles. You know, stuff you're looking to add to your holdings, give Robbie or I a call by calling 1-800-691-7898. Yes, even over the course of the weekend, if you can reach us, we'll be glad to take care of some business with you. The suppliers assured me that they'll be available pretty much 24 hours a day to feed our needs. Talking about the new proposed legislation by none other than Joli Berman and Congressman Charles Dent, which is just designed to make things even tougher and tougher. Some of these hostilities that the government is arguing, you know, that would allow them to strip us of our citizenship is defined as, quote, any conflict subject to the laws of war, end quote, as if this definition narrowed the grounds upon which a person could be deprived of citizenship. The American people are constantly being reminded that the nation is at war against terrorism, albeit undeclared by Congress, and against an as-yet-to-be-defined enemy. Anyone voicing opposition to the war in Afghanistan or contributing to an Islamic charitable organization is thus in jeopardy of being charged with committing the Expatriating Act set forth in these two bills. At the height of the Cold War, the Supreme Court rashly decided that Perez versus Brownell, it's in 356 U.S. 44, dated 1957, which held that, quote, Congress has the constitutional authority to forcibly take away a person's citizenship regardless of his intention not to give it up. However, a decade later, Ephraim V. Rusk, 387 U.S. 253 and 54, in 1967, the court corrected its error, holding that United States citizenship, once vested by birth or naturalization, may not be taken away without the citizen's consent. from Section 257 of the Ephraim Declaration, the conclusion, the report on the actual case itself. It states, in our country, the people are sovereign, and government cannot sever its relationship to the people by taking away their citizenship. Well, this, to this day, my friends, remains the law of the land. But there are those in Congress who are getting their ears licked in the middle of the night that seem to want to change this. As a unanimous court ruled in 1980, it stated, in the final analysis, expatriation depends upon the will of the citizen rather than on the will of the Congress and its assessment of his conduct. From Vance versus Terrazas, 444 U.S. 252 and 260. But unfortunately, through all of this, the court ruled in that same case that the Constitution required the government to prove by only a preponderance of the evidence, a standard of proof acceptable in civil cases. But charging an American with committing an act with the intention of relinquishing one's citizenship, that's not an ordinary civil matter. Rather, as dissenting Justice Thurgood Marshall once pointed out, quote, an expatriate has lost his right to have rights. The punishment is offensive to cardinal principles for which the Constitution stands. He may be subject to banishment, a fate universally decried by civilized people. He is stateless, a condition deplored in the international community of democracies. That's from Terrazas, 444 U.S. at 271. Well, whether we like it or not, Thurgood Marshall was right. I actually had a lot of respect for Marshall. Expatriation is not just a civil matter. It is a serious criminal punishment. Any American citizen charged with having voluntarily renounced his citizenship should be entitled to all the criminal procedures secured by the Bill of Rights. Nothing less will satisfy due process of law. We'll be right back with final comments on this issue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Back. I'm sitting here passing out. I'm not kidding you. I fell asleep. And I was just kind of like, you know, the commercial's running, and I kind of popped myself awake snoring. And all of a sudden, wait a minute, man, this music's running. I'm out. Commenting on this new proposed legislation going on in both houses of Congress. Expatriation is not a civil matter. It is a serious criminal punishment, according to Judge Thurgood Marshall. Any American citizen charged with having voluntarily renounced his citizenship, according to what's being said here, should be entitled to all the criminal procedures secured by the Bill of Rights. Nothing less will satisfy due process of law. S-1698 and H.R. 3166 move the nation in the exact opposite direction, adding more uncertainty where more precision is needed. If American citizenship is to be protected against involuntary forfeiture, government officials must be reminded that in America, the people, not the government, are sovereign. Published this day by Herb Titus. I spoke with Mr. Titus some many years ago on a program that I used to produce for Gun Owners of America called Live Fire. Live Fire continues, but without my aid and assistance, that's okay. We all have things to do. Well, my friends, another week has come and gone. More debates last night. Another three-ring circus. These liberal news presenters, news readers, John King, right out of the bag at the debate last night, apparently took on Newt Gingrich, and Gingrich fired back with such fire and such passion that the basic feeling today is Fox News has hired a Soros-funded activist. Well, Sally Cohn, K-O-H-N, a former senior strategist at the Soros-funded Center for Community Change, has been hired as a Fox News contributor. That should be interesting. So now Soros openly has worked one of his people in there. Cohn's an interesting bird. Soros, of course, is the controversial hedge fund billionaire convicted of insider trading in France who finances the progressive movement in the United States. It is significant that Cohn is now a regular paid commentator on Fox News, while Glenn Beck, the one-time arch-enemy of Soros, was ousted from the channel last year and now hosts an internet television show. An open lesbian who shuns feminine attire and frequently wears a suit jacket, Cohn is joining Fox News after being a regular on such programs as The Ed Show on liberal rival MSNBC. She's now officially part of the Fox News family, as she puts it, and has been making appearances on the channel for several days. An open lesbian who wears a suit jacket. But she's not a lesbian. She's a dyke. Wonder if she can plug up the hole where the water's leaking from. Never mind. That's the wrong kind of thing. That was a Dutch story. Well, you know, it fits. Another progressive in the media, but now being kind of quietly inserted into Fox News. I've been hearing some rumors about Soros lately. I'd heard rumors that Soros was a big provider of the funds that brought about the dog and pony show called The Debate last night. Look, you got to keep in mind, every relationship has its consummate moment for some, or has its consummate moment. For some, it's kind of a Garden of Eden moment, when a partnership is forever perverted by consuming the forbidden fruit. A century ago, a segment of the American media abandoned their role as facilitator of public discourse and became active participants in making politically achievable the transformative change being offered by the newly formed progressive movement. The marriage, of course, was undeclared, and yet under the cover of darkness, they conceived a Leviathan child which fashioned a mammoth government beyond even the imagination of Hobbes. We speak, of course, of the silent marriage of progressives in the media. It was unnoticed by history, which, as a general rule, catalogs change as a dramatic event. You know, like rulers deposing one another, invading neighboring countries and seizing power by sword and spear. Oh, it is the nature of a republic, by contrast, for change to be much more subtle. And so the genesis of revolutionary change often is found in insignificant events, unnoticed by the citizenry, unremarked upon by historians. These unremarkable events are often not detected until the autopsy of a once great nation, their full impact revealed only in the rubble of once great cities. Just as Gibbon and Lord Byron were able to gaze into the rubble of ancient Rome to ascertain the cultural changes that begat the ruins, we can today look into the swamp of Washington and see the fundamental transformation that began in the alliance between progressives and willing media outlets more than 100 years ago. Our rubble is the Senate building. Our clue is a long-forgotten magazine cover. The cover story in Cosmopolitan magazine, March 1906, featured the first of a multi-part expose by David Graham Phillips entitled The Treason of the Senate. Published by media mogul William Randolph Hearst, the article exposed the corrupt nature of the U.S. Senate, the ability of big business to purchase votes, the contentious nature of appointing senators, the nature of the Senate being a roadblock of popular legislation, and the overall detachment of the senators from the people they were to represent. A series of articles was the public culmination of several decades worth of attempts to amend the Constitution in such a way as to replace the appointment of senators by direct election. The article proved to be a watershed event, turning the tide of public opinion in favor of the direct elections crowd. 17th Amendment was passed and ratified in 1913. That was an example of the citizenry going through the proper steps to amend the Constitution, and was a reflection of the strong democratic urge amongst the people. This was also the first big political victory for the infantile Progressive Party, and it would become the blueprint for a progressive media alliance that is to this day a markedly powerful driver of our politics. And now we get in our DeLorean and we travel back to the future. 100 years later, what has become, what has been the outcome of this action to make senators more responsive to and representative of the people? Is the Senate any less beholden to special interests? Is money any less powerful in the election process? Is the Senate less of a roadblock along the legislative process? Is the process of filling vacant seats no longer contentious and corrupt? Well, a good argument could be made that every concern raised by the cosmopolitan piece has gotten significantly worse since the 17th Amendment claimed to fix each previous defect. The damage of the 17th Amendment is not that it failed to quiet the din of politics, the unnoticed long-term evolution of the Senate. This action triggered in the mainstreaming of progressivism, make for a story to be told by future Gibbonesses or Gibbonses as they peruse the rubble. It was America. The direct election of senators altered the nature of the Senate itself and removed the encumbering restraints on the actions of individual senators. The Senate was designed to be the representative of individual states. Senators were appointed by their state houses to be the voice of that state at the federal level. The Senate was designed to restrain the growth of government by not allowing costs and burdens of proposed legislations to be borne upon the backs of individual states, and subsequently, we, the people. Senators were directly responsible to the legislatures of their state. Any burden placed upon the budget of the state was faulted upon the senators. And thus their chief aim was to protect their states from encroachment by federal government. You see, my friends, the Senate has not been the source of great change in America. It has, however, abandoned its role as protector of individual states, allowing unsustainable progressive programs to weasel their way into law. Huge transformative programs from the New Deal to the Great Society to Fannie Mae and Obamacare have fundamentally altered the nature of the relationship between the citizen and the state, quietly passing the invoice for their generosity to individual states. Forces seeking to make dependents out of individuals born into liberty have gotten away with setting up massively expensive programs by obscuring the true cost of such programs through diffusing them over the budgets of all 50 states. Why have individual senators allowed such huge burdens to be imposed on their home states? Simply stated, the fortunes of senators are no longer tied to the condition of their states. Our senators today play to a national audience claiming to work on behalf of the entire nation. It's become quaint and liturgical for the rules of the Senate to require that John Kerry be referred to as the senator from Massachusetts. Kerry does not represent Massachusetts, nor has he for some time. He does not plead on behalf of his state for passage or in opposition to specific legislation. John Kerry petitions Congress on behalf of the poor, the children, the nation, even the planet. But never is he so modest as to appeal on behalf of the people of the state of Massachusetts. the Senate, designed to house 100 contentious people stubbornly protecting their own state, is today made up of 100 national legislators in competition to best represent some semblance of humanity. This redirection of aim has changed the nature of senators into something more akin to a 17th century duke or viceroy, appealing to Parliament at the behest of a particular aristocratic power with little regard for the serfs and peasants constituting his field or fiefdom. Is there much difference between the pantaloons and palaces of past times and the designer suits and swanky D.C. eateries frequented by this bloody ruling class? Our legislatures have become the pompous aristocrats we severed ourselves from through war several centuries ago. Just as parliamentarians of times past, our leaders today are perfectly free from the responsibilities of maintaining a republic, and they have reverted to enriching and empowering themselves and those closest to them. And just as the royals of past times were detached from the miseries of the general populace, our leaders today are unaffected by the unrealistic and completely unaffordable lifestyle they have codified into law on our behalf. This was all allowed to happen through the democratic process, and was in fact peddled as a panacea to the corruption of politics present. Oh, my friends, the change installed to protect citizens from government removed all restraints from the corruptible persons endowed with political power. That these people became systemically corrupt should surprise no thinking person. In college, my friend interned in the office of the mayor of a nearby town, a real-world application of the type we've spent years studying. Now, our first meeting began with the mayor asking a simple question: do you know what an unfunded mandate is? My friend spent the rest of the semester learning firsthand just how much of a city's budget is dictated by forces outside the control of local officials. The bulk of the budget was dictated by various state agencies. The bulk of the state's actions were dictated by D.C. It was a pyramid scheme so massive that its very presence was undetectable even to a student of politics. And today the addition of bailouts, takeovers, and Obamacare has and will continue to place a fatal weight upon states and counties and cities. And all of this was allowed because the states were left without an advocate in the legislative process. Left unchecked, our politicians evolved into aristocrats and social engineers. Simple, my friends, our republic has devolved from a federation of self-governing individuals into a ruling class lording over a subservient citizenry. The cows, the sheep, as it were, animal farm. We have become small and dependent as our government has grown massive and Machiavellian. Our republic is bearing the weight of tyranny because we remove the restraints placed upon people given limited power. This is the dark rut of humanity, that the few exploit the many. The economic realities of our current government are nothing more than a symptom of the problem. The nature of our republic has been transformed, as has the relationship between the citizen and the state. And this change all happened through constitutional means and with widespread public report. That was the plan. We'll be right back.
Heart- heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We've been discussing tonight the direction and how the progressives and the media have banded together to strip this once great republic from what its founders' intent was. This was always the plan, that the progressives could bring their transformative and unwanted change into the American culture by exploiting the democratic sympathies of people inbred with liberty. These unremarkable actions to alter the process through which senators are chosen will, in time, be understood as the gate through which America began the long journey back to being a commonplace nation in the annals of history. It was the moment when the dark forces of exploitive power were unleashed on the one people who had bucked history and founded a society of individual liberty based upon the inequality of men. In fact, the ratification of the 17th Amendment may well prove to be the moment when the Republic began its slow and painful death. Or we may be the people who again shackle the evil of history and usher in a new age of freedom. You see, my friends, it is our Republic, bequeathed to us by giants. should we choose to keep it. Andrew K. Boyle from the mountains of Colorado. I can imagine sitting in the mountains of Colorado looking out over these gorgeous, beautiful mountain ranges and having the ability to think that succinctly, that clearly, and be able to pen that marvelous essay. I am merely the tool that's privileged to share his writings with you. Hopefully my feelings, my beliefs, my emotions transcend just the written word. That is what I do. We reach the weekend. As many of you know, there's a fundraising drive going on at the network. I've not had the opportunity to discuss it. I will do so on Monday. We have a long fight ahead of us, a long uphill battle. And as the Soroses of this world and the rest of them and the media continues to support evil, we have an obligation to support goodness and support truth, justice, and a new direction for America. A new direction, albeit a return to the old direction of America. That is what Republic Broadcasting Network stands for. You can help by just straight up contributions to help us grow, to help this network in its expansion. You can help us by making the choice to add more gold and silver holdings to your portfolio. You can support us by supporting our sponsors, acquiring the water filtration, your food, going to republicbroadcasting.org and taking advantage of the CDs and the books and the various products that are available out there. Please do so. Your future may depend upon it. Certainly the nation's will. You folks have a good weekend. Spend some time with your families and kind of cut the crap out of your lives. Lord willing, I'll see you on Monday. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz. Gold. Ever climbing.